Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Samantala, sa ibang ulat, ayon sa isang pag-aaral ng Australian Parcel Delivery Service na Couriers Please, nagbago ang shopping habits ng mga Australiano simula ng mga lockdown. Batay dito, mas dumami ang mga nag-o-online shopping at kalahati naman ang nagsabing magpapatuloy sila sa pag-o-online shopping kahit lumuwag na ang mga restriksyon. Narito ang ulat ni John Balduck at Sonia Lal na ating isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Dahil sa mga restriksyon, humina ang negosyo ni James Dunmay, ang founder ng Wild Spirit, isang independent distiller sa Sydney. Simula ng lockdown, halos hindi na kumikita ang kanyang negosyo. Ngunit salamat sa online shopping dahil umarangkada muli ang kanyang negosyo.
We're able to go from, you know, no online sales to online sales, and that paid the bills, kept people employed until some of that government help came in.
Ang hamong kinakaharap ngayon ni Ginoong Dunmay ay kung paano palalaguin ang kanyang presensya online.
We have a lot of customers who have a really big online presence, so we do see a lot of our products being sold through their online channels. For us, it is growing. There's more low-hanging fruit, there's more opportunities that we need to go out and exploit over the coming months.
Pag-trend ng online shopping tulad ng nanarasan ng Wild Spirit ay hindi isolated. Ayon sa bagong pag-aaral, marami sa mga Australiano ang nag-online shopping kumpara noong wala pang pandemya. Lumabas din sa independent survey ng mahigit 1,000 Australianong mamimili na 86% ng mga konsumante ang mas namili online upang maiwasan ang pagpunta sa mga pamilihan o shops. Ilan sa mga binibili online ay mga damit, pagkain at alak, gayunman mga gadget. Sinabi ni Dominic Lamb, CEO ng National Retail Association, hindi na gaanong patok ang tradisyonal na pamimili, lalo pa sa panahon ng lockdown.
There is a hangover for those lockdown periods where people don't feel as comfortable going in store, and when they do go in store, they are spending less time in store. And of course, we've only just started to see things like, food courts are open, for instance, and the reason that we need food courts and certainly restaurants and things like that around shopping centres. It's because people go there, they have a meal with their family, they spend more time and inevitably spend more money. So we are certainly seeing, I guess, a move away from that particular way of shopping.
At dahil 80% ng mga nasa edad 30 pababa ay mas regular na namimili online, ayon din kay Binibining Lamb, kailangan baguhin ang mga negosyante ang kanilang diskarte.
Those leasing and tenancy costs, which are very, very high for retailers, as well as their labour costs. And that's, I think, where we're going to see the shift, and certainly where we're going to see a skill set shift within our industry, especially into that digital market.
Ayon naman kay James Moody, founder ng Australian courier company na Sendo, ang pagpatok ng pamimili online ay isang malaking pagbabago sa industriya ng courier delivery.
We're now doing more volume, 80% more volume right now than we were in Christmas last year. That's a massive shift. If you look at the US, for example, it took 10 years to go from 6% to 16% e-commerce penetration. It then took 3 months to go from 16 to 27. In other words, we've seen more of a shift in e-commerce over 3 months than the previous 10 years. And that is just a massive transformation.
Sa pagdami ng mga namimili online, kinukonsidera ng kumpanyang Sendo ang pagpapalawak ng kanilang kumpanya. Sinabi ng Chief Commercial Officer ng Couriers Please na si Paul Roper, magkakaroon din ng pagbabago sa paraan ng paghahatid ng mga parcel.
Based on the volumes that we're seeing and the consistent volumes that we're seeing, I think 20% or maybe even 25% increase in our infrastructure footprint, our fleet, numbers is probably going to be a minimum, I think, going forward, just to service the levels we're seeing. And then who's to say? I mean, where this is going to end up in terms of a longer term growth.
At habang marami sa mga mamimili at negosyante ang naapektuhan ng pandemya, dagdag ni Ginoong Moody, ito din naman ay isang oportunidad para sa pagpapalawak ng negosyo online.
We shouldn't underestimate the fact that it's not good times for a lot of small businesses. Huge challenge, but also a huge opportunity, because no longer is it the local community that's your market, it's actually all of Australia, or indeed all of the world.
E-like, e-share,
makipag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.